Hello, everyone. This is actually a special interview. We're promoting the Top Sales World Top Sales Academy, which goes live on May the 7th. Top Sales Academy is split into four levels. We have sales management, internal sales, external sales, and collaborative or consultative sales. We're going to be running each level throughout 2013, and we're kicking off with the sales management level. That consists of 10 modules, and the lineup that we've organized to deliver those 10 modules is unparalleled, and it's never been tried before. The total faculty consists of all of the most important and significant names in the sales space. And so today I've invited Anthony Anarino in, who is actually delivering the second module on May the 9th, to come in and chat with us and discuss exactly what he's going to be talking about. So welcome, Anthony.
Good morning. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm actually great. Well, I'm almost great. I've got a bit of a sniffle, but that's typical English. Summer about to start. You've got to start with a cold, otherwise you're not a real man. You know the way it goes. Anyway, Anthony, yes, as I mentioned, you're actually delivering Module 2 on May 9th, and the title of your module is Winning New Business, How to Create Compelling, Differentiated Value. So do you want to just sort of give us a flavor? I don't want you to give everybody too much information because, we want them all anticipating, eagerly anticipating your presentation.
Absolutely. And, this is where we are in the world today. It's very difficult to get your client's time and attention, and it's very difficult to get a prospect's time and attention. And there are a bunch of factors out there working against us in sales. We've had globalization, which has made the competitive market more competitive than it's ever been in history. Many industries are being completely disintermediated. We've had a couple global recessions, and right now everybody's being pushed towards commoditization. Your price is being driven down. There's pressure on your margins. People are asking, why should I change? Why should I upset the status quo? What makes this initiative worth me pursuing with you? And so salespeople are struggling and challenged to be two things. One, compelling, and that is the question as to why should I do something different? And if you can't answer that question, it's very unlikely that you can win an opportunity. The second question that clients are asking is, what makes you different? Why should I buy from you? If you've created something compelling enough, what makes you the right choice? So this module is all about how do you go about creating what I call level four value creation, and that's something that's both compelling and differentiated enough to move your prospect or your client forward with your new initiative.
I mean, is it your view, Anthony? And I think I know the answer to this question, of course. I mean, we've discussed it on numerous occasions, but is it really the case that prospects are, deliberately looking for differentiation?
I don't know that they're deliberately looking for differentiation. I think they're looking for something that indicates that there's a reason to buy from you. And I think they have to hear some things in what you say. They have to hear something in what you say that makes you different, that is something they recognize as being a difference for the result that they need. It's not enough just to be different. You have to be different in a way that creates value for the client. So the more strategic the level of value that you create, the more it's tied directly to their initiatives, directly to the business challenges that they have, to their growth, or in some cases just to their survival, the more differentiated you're going to be. And I think this is a struggle for salespeople because many of us work in markets where there are a lot of competitors that look a lot like us, that sound a lot like us, that deliver value a lot like we do. So the trick is to come up with a way to differentiate that value in a way that makes a difference for the client. That's what they're really looking for. How is the difference in you going to make a difference for me?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think that sellers struggle typically to identify their own differentiation?
I think not only sellers. When you sit down with business leaders, if you sit down with a CEO or a managing director, and you ask, what makes your business different than all of the competitors in your space? they will struggle to answer that. And if you push them and you ask a tougher question to say, what does the world look like without your business? Does the world continue on and do your customers just go to somebody who looks a lot like you? Or are you so different that people say, wait a second, how are we going to do this now that we've lost this particular partner? You know, most CEOs and managing directors will struggle with that. So if we struggle with it in leadership, how do we expect salespeople to be able to answer that that question directly when a client asks? And the clients do ask.
Yes, and it's very interesting because I can actually provide you with an illustration to back up everything that you've just said. One of the first exercises that I undertake when I am considering taking a new client on is to get into the C-lounge or the boardroom and to whiteboard with that group of people. And one of the first questions I ask is, you know, what's unique about your company? What are the unique selling points that you believe that you have that you're looking for me to develop? And typically, you see, I start with a whiteboard, and I'm sure you do this too. And on the left-hand column, I go, okay, so let's map it all out. What's different about you? And they go, well, we've been in business a long time. So I write this down. I said, okay, we've got excellent technical resource. Okay, I'll write that down. And you see where I'm going with this. I write down a whole load of things on the left-hand side. And I said, okay, now, what I want to ask you is, as I run down this list again, tell me, and I'll tick them, which of these are unique? And by that, what I mean is, which of these are your competitors unlikely to tell me if I go and talk to them tomorrow? And do you know what we end up with? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. The only unique thing typically that we can actually confirm that they have is their people, because their competitors do not have their people. They have their own people. And so, of course, by developing their people, then we can produce uniqueness. So it's a very simple exercise, which I think perfectly illustrates exactly, you know, what you're going to present, or one of the things you're going to be presenting to us.
Absolutely. I love that exercise. It's a great example of what most of us struggle with.
Well, it is. Yeah, it is. It is. We don't struggle to be unique at Top Sales World. No, no one else could possibly be like us.
We're very unique here.
We are, aren't we? Okay, well, Anthony, I think there's a great danger that if we go too more deeply into this, we're going to be giving away far too many clues about what's clearly going to be an incredibly interesting presentation. I'm really looking forward to it as well. So just to confirm, it's Thursday, May 9th. It's at 1 o'clock Eastern, so that's 6 o'clock GMT, or BST as we've now got. I will be on the presentation with Anthony, acting as his host, so I'll be quite close to it. If you wish to register, the other point is this, and you need to understand this, listeners. We started off with this, we think, a very unique concept of delivering advice, training, consultancy online via the Sales Academy. And we were going to make a small charge to cover the management costs. Well, we've managed to secure sufficient sponsorship. So, in fact, the whole of the Academy, that's four levels, 10 modules at each level, that's 40 sessions, we're delivering absolutely free. So no one has got an excuse not to join us.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Well, we're excited. And as you know, Anthony, you've been in right from the beginning. You know, this is a group of people, 24, I think, of the world's leading sales experts who want to give something back, because we are all incredibly alarmed at just how poor selling and managing skills are becoming. So rather than sit on our hands, we're going to give something back. And that's our primary objective, isn't it?
I'm thrilled to be part of it.
Well, we're delighted that you are. So all the registration details, listeners, are over on Top Sales World. Go across, look in the top masthead, click on Top Sales Academy, and you'll find everything you need to register. If you register and then for some reason it's inconvenient for you to attend, we will be sending you a recording of each and every session. So there is no excuse. Anthony, thank you once again for allocating the time. I know how busy you are, and again, really looking forward to getting together with you on May 9th.
I can't wait. I'll see you then, Jonathan.
Okay, thanks, Anthony. Okay, listeners, again, all the details over on Top Sales World. Click on Top Sales Academy, get the drop down, find all the information, press the register button, come and join us. This is the most exciting, sales initiative of its type that has ever been attempted, and we will deliver. Thank you very much. This is Jonathan Farrington. Bye-bye now.